You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The most hotly contested congressional race in Michigan is widely viewed as happening in the 1st Congressional District. It covers the entire Upper Peninsula and a good-sized chunk of the Northern Lower Peninsula. Earlier this month on Stateside, Zoe Clark spoke with the Democratic contender, Lon Johnson. Today, we talk with the Republican candidate, retired Marine Lieutenant General Jack Bergman, with us now. General, welcome back to Stateside.
Hey, Cynthia. Great to be with you today.
Good to have you here. Much of the talk, you and I talked the morning after you had won the primary, beat two veteran GOP politicians to win the nomination. And since then, as the campaign has unfolded, a lot of the talk about the race in the first was, which of you has lived in the district the longest? And here's your opponent. He says you're not being truthful in saying you've lived in Watersmeet the full time since 2010. How do you respond to that?
Well, yes, I've lived in Watersmeet. But the point is, I don't even know how to respond to that, Cynthia, because it's so unimportant to the voters of the first district. The reality is, who fits? That's the question I think that the voters are asking now. Who's going to best represent us? Because if you look at the Constitution, what's the Constitution say? It says you have to live in the state.
Yeah, in fact, it's worth noting, according to the law, you are both qualified, you're both eligible to run and serve in Congress for the first. And so I do want to move to issues that really do affect people in your district. In your view, what are the biggest issues that voters in the first are facing and care about?
Well, you know, let's face it. You know, my dad left the UP in the mid-1920s because he couldn't find work as a young 18-year-old. And I would suggest to you in parts of the district today, the economy, jobs, that's what we want. That's what we need to be able to raise a family. Let's face it, I talked to a guy this morning who just said to me, oh, by the way, I just got my Blue Cross Blue Shield health care premiums. It went from $36 to $233. We need health care that's affordable. And basically, we all want to get Washington, D.C. out of our way, because we're the best stewards of our environment. We're the best stewards of our resources. We live here. We know why we live here. But Washington is overregulating and just in our way. So the bottom line is the economy, number one, from the perspective of the people of the first district. But, you know, from the larger perspective, stop spending all the money to take us deeper in debt. And, of course, the last piece of that is, how do we combat the new national security issues that this country has? You know, we've got the Sioux locks, which need to be funded. The studies were done 30 years ago. It was approved, but then sidetracked. Other alternatives were there. We need to get the Sioux lock project funded, because now it's not only a matter of the economy, it's a matter of national security. So that would be my first project that I would work on.
General, when I looked on your website and I went through the issues link with all of these issues that you see as very important in the race, the ones you've talked about and Second Amendment and moving the pro-life message forward and repealing Obamacare. So you've got a long list of issues that you're speaking out on. The one thing I didn't see was there was nothing about the environment or about the Great Lakes and Enbridge Line 5. And there were a number of people commenting on that page asking why. So what is your position on Line 5?
Well, the bottom line is Line 5, if it's not safe, if it truly is not safe, that has to be a decision that is made by the folks who understand the inspection process. And if it's not safe, you shut it down. If it is safe, you keep it open. But that's a decision that has to be made. But the safety, the waters, the environment are number one priority, because that's our lifeblood in so many different ways. We cannot afford a spill or any kind of contaminants in the waters of the Great Lakes. So whatever it takes, that's what I would support.
General Bergman, you spoke with us the day after you won the GOP nomination. And at that point, we talked about whether you support Donald Trump. And certainly since then, we've seen Donald Trump in many of his statements dividing the Republican Party. Where are you today, General? Do you support Mr. Trump?
Well, let's look at the big picture of things here. Number one, at the top of the ticket, we have two candidates with flaws, but we have one candidate with fatal flaws, and that's Hillary Clinton, because of the fact I don't trust her. She has not performed. I would never vote for Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is the man who needs to be the next president of the United States, and I'm going to vote for him.
What are your thoughts on being able to work with perhaps a president that you don't think should be there but has been elected?
I, as a Marine and as a business leader, I am a uniter, not a diviner. I will work across party lines and have worked across ideological lines. My job, my mission as a congressman is to represent the interests of the voters, the constituents of the 1st Congressional District of Michigan. There are 434 other congressmen and women who are going to do the same. It's up to us to work together and not play partisan politics. So if you keep electing people to Congress who all they've ever known is partisan, political, operative types of politics, and that's what they've done, then you're going to get more of the same. You're not going to get people who are willing to work across aisles.
This is your first time running for office, General. What have you learned from campaigning and talking to voters throughout the first that has surprised you?
One of the things that has surprised me is that how much people rely on the flat screens for their information without digging into the details to find out what's true. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's put out there that is just not true. And I feel sad for people who don't take the time to investigate when they hear something or read something, you know, is it true or isn't it? So, you know, I'm a data guy. I tend to take a lot of things, as my mother would have said, with a grain of salt until I can find out what it truly is, the truth. You know, what is the meaning behind the statement, et cetera, et cetera. So I would hope and encourage voters to look into, especially when it comes to voting, what attributes do the candidates have, so that when that successful congressman that's elected actually has the ability, the experience, the perspective, and the wisdom to actually go to Washington, D.C. and work for the constituents, not just work for a party.
Retired Marine Lieutenant General Jack Bergman, Republican candidate for the seat from the 1st Congressional District. Thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Hey, my pleasure, Cynthia. And make sure everybody votes on the 8th of November.